This is the Primal King Podcast, but first, a quick message.
Crosso Ranch has raised premium beef for 5 generations, but we've always kept it to ourselves, but not anymore. You now have the ability to get ranch-raised, USDA-certified beef from our mountains in Idaho delivered directly to your dinner table. Don't settle for growth hormones, steroids, or imported beef on the store shelves anymore. Go to CrossoMeats.com right now to place your order. Your body and your taste buds will thank you for it. Even our girls think it's really yummy.
Buy Crosso Meats. I love it.
What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 68. All right, so I always like to have on my wife about every quarter or so. I think that based on the numbers, the download numbers, you guys must all appreciate and enjoy it. So as always, I hope you enjoy this episode as well. We actually had a ton of fun recording this one. I know that there's a lot of stuff going on in the world. So we just wanted to provide a little bit of maybe just a little lighthearted fun, a little bit of hopefully value, obviously. And just have a little bit of fun together on this episode. So anyways, I hope you guys love it. Let's go ahead. Let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name is Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. All right, everybody, welcome back. We have the most famous guest that we always bring on to the episode.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Every quarter or so, like I've said before, I like to bring Jess on. All of you who have been listening for a while, you know who she is. It's my amazing wife. Now, before we start, though, we were kind of talking about, because, you know, we're floating around ideas and stuff always when we do this together, and you had one request, and what was that?
Said I didn't want to talk politics.
Well, why? Everybody's talking politics.
Exactly. That's the problem.
The world's on fire right now. I mean, come on. All right.
Not in my little world.
That's the beauty thing, I guess, of kind of living in the middle of nowhere is that, I don't know. Like yesterday, I went out and I moved a bunch of hay and I came in to eat something and I saw it appeared like we were pretty much on fire. And I kind of took a look around, saw what was happening, went back out and moved more hay bales, and it was like everything
peaceful.
Was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird how when you
don't completely let it take over your life.
Yes. All right. So there's our there's our political talk for you. All right. So one thing that we did want to talk about is, and I know that a lot of people now are working from home, even people who don't normally work together. It's like sometimes your spouse is just always there. And for some of you, like even for us, right? Because back in the kind of in our old life, it's like we both woke up, got ready, you know, took the kids to daycare or school or whatever. And we kind of went and did our own thing all day. And then we come back together at night and we have dinner and everything's all great. But now it's like we're together all the time. So having said that, I know I'm a crazy person. It's probably hard to be around sometimes. How do you do it?
How do I do it? Oh, gosh.
Well, I mean, let's face it. You married the best man in the world. But for everybody else who doesn't have that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, exactly. Oh, gosh. No, I mean, I think that a lot of it is just kind of knowing. For one, I think you can tell how people's days are going, right? Like, you know when somebody's just having a bad day. It's obvious. Like, body language or how they're acting or whichever. And so, I mean, I think there's part of that that's just kind of seeing where they're at and, you know, is that really the conversation you want to bring up today? Is it really worth it? Kind of a pick your battle thing, I guess. But then on top of it too, you know, just kind of looking and seeing like, I'm trying to think how to word this, not pick your battles necessarily, but also just, you know, is this like the time and place? Like, are the kids running around or do we need like a quiet conversation and just kind of, I don't know if that's me rambling, but.
So how do we do it?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of some examples. I think that's why I'm rambling.
Well, let me put it this way, because we are together all the time, right? I mean, I come out to my little office for work sometimes, but for the most part, it's like we pretty much do almost everything together. And I think that there can be good and bad with that. And that's where, you know, again, in all seriousness, a lot of people with COVID right now are in the situation to where maybe never before in their marriage or their relationship have they actually been together 24/7. And I know that there's probably some of you listening to this that is like, we're never apart anymore, right? Like, there's nothing sacred.
Okay, so what I would say with that is some of it is still finding, like, your own time. And what I mean by that is, like, you can still be, I guess, together in the same house, space, whichever. But, like, I mean, so Derek did 75 hard. I'm now doing 75 hard. Like, we have to read every day. And he does, like, I have some devotional time I spend in the mornings. Or, like, so kind of just, even if we're in the same area, you can still kind of have your own time, right? So you can go off and, like, go read a book or go separate yourself. Both of us, like Derek has said before, like, we both do a lot of stuff outside. And so for me, like, even just going outside, and as crazy as this sounds, I'll never forget, and she's listening. So my sister-in-law one time, previous when we lived on our 7 acres, which was, like, seems so easy now when we have way more to deal with, but she had never, like, animals weren't really her thing. She had never lived that way. And she was just like, oh my gosh, like, I cannot imagine dealing with all of this and, like, animals and irrigating and all this stuff. And I remember telling her, like, this is like therapy. Like, I can go outside and I can go feed this animal or go walk over here. Or, like, so I think even for me, getting outside is a huge thing. Just kind of having that time to be by yourself. Because I know for me, not only is it, you know, with Derek here all the time, but our two youngest, I mean, the twins, they're only 3 in their home all day long. Like, I feel way more.
And
like
potty training right now.
Yeah, and potty training right now. Like, I literally want to shoot myself some days. So, like, having Derek around is one thing, but he's like an adult. So having a child around that chases, and two of them that chase you around and yell mommy at you a million times, or they're kind of in the stage too where they ask 5,000 questions and, like, they don't understand the answers. And anyways, so I think just being able to kind of pull yourself and have that time. I mean, you know, like, both of us, we go work out every day. That's a huge thing of kind of using your body and being physical. We're still together when we do that, but.
So I got to ask you, just so all the world knows, you thought I was silly kind of when I started 75 hard. And then you decided that you were going to do it. Well, actually, first of all, you decided you were not going to do it because you could not put anything else in your plate. Again, for those of you who maybe are new to the podcast, we've talked a little bit. We actually did an episode with the guys I did 75 hard with. So again, it's this whole list of stuff you have to do every day for 75 days. You can't deviate from it, or you have to start over, blah, 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 right? I think you guys all know that. But anyways, I remember you specifically saying, I already have enough on my plate. I don't need to do anything else. So outside of just sheer peer pressure from Paige and all the girls, why did you do it?
Oh, gosh. I would say...
Hold on a second. Okay. And you can't say peer pressure because, yes, maybe you were peer pressured, but 75 hard isn't something you can just be peer pressured into.
No.
Like, you might start it out of peer pressure, but you can't finish it because it's just too much discipline and stuff to do.
Well, I think truly, like, and if anybody's listening, I'll, like, go back to the podcast, but definitely, like, listening to your guys' podcast about why everybody did it and hearing the discipline side of it is probably what started to, like, intrigue me. Because I had felt for a while, like, I thrive on routine, but we hadn't had it. And I hadn't been doing some of the things that I wanted to be doing in my life, like reading or, you know, just different things. I call it even, like, mom guilt. Like, by the end of the day, I'd be like, oh my gosh, I've, you know, spent all day doing all these projects or book work or chores or whatever, and I never got outside, and the girls didn't go out and play. And so it's kind of like, okay, this will force me. Like, one of your workouts has to be outside. And to be honest, like, one of our, like, what we do for our workout, a lot of times, like, all the chores around here, and it's hauling buckets and feeding animals and walking from here to there. And if I get done with that, then it's like playing games with the girls or, you know, hauling firewood or whatever. So it was kind of like knowing that there was going to be the discipline of it, that I would have to do these things. And I knew I needed that discipline is kind of what
So why do you think you need it though? Because I know that all of you guys who listened to the last podcast, or you know, a couple weeks ago, where we, me and Ty and Tyson actually went through it. I know that we all kind of look at our life and we think we need more discipline, but like, why do we do that? Why, at least for us? Because I think that there's a lot of people that look at it and it's like, you know what? I eat okay. I work out enough. Like, I'm good. So why do you think it is like for you and I that we kind of push to the next level? Because even for you, I know you look at me a lot of times with some of the self-help stuff, especially like years and years ago. I was like, you are wacko. But I've always been intrigued by it. But like, why are you on the bandwagon now? Like, what do you see this maybe helping you accomplish? Like, outside of just discipline, because discipline to me kind of comes and goes. If you guys listen to the last solo episode, like, I think that you run out of discipline if you're not careful. So like, why do you think like you need this? Is it for business? Is it for being a mom? Is it for being a wife? Is it for everything? Like, why do it?
I would say that it's for my own, I mean, it's kind of going to fit into all places, but my own self, sanity, all of it. So there's things that I know when I look back at, I don't know, months, years, whichever, I can see when I like perform the best in everything. And that's not just like business, but like I'm happier, I'm positive, I'm not stressed out, I'm like kind of have my head in the right place. I am able to focus more on our business when I'm not like running around feeling overwhelmed in other areas. Like, it's kind of an overall performance piece. Just because we said, I know that if I can start my day in a certain way and I can, you know, do these certain things that I know I need to do. And the biggest thing when I say discipline, like, it's even silly to the point where it's like, you just realize you've got to kind of plan your day, right? Like, you know when you can eat, you know when you have to drink your water, like all these things that kind of as a whole, it's making you be aware of what you're doing and not just have the flippant like, yeah, I need to do that today. And then what happens to me a lot is like life happens, right? And all of a sudden we're moving cows or hauling something or whatever, kid needs me to pick him up from school or whatever happens. And it's like, oh, the end of the day and I got nothing done again. And I feel like crap. And now I'm pissed at myself and I'm pissed at everybody around me. And, you know, it's just kind of a snowball. So kind of starting your day and just being, I mean, disciplined is the word I'm going to use, but like just kind of being focused on all those things through all of it makes me just overall do better in all the different places.
Well, and there's always the satisfaction of knowing that regardless of what happens in your day, you achieve something.
For sure. And I'm a huge person that way. Like, Derek will tell you, he gives me crap all the time, but it's like, I'm the list maker. I'm the like, mark it off. Like, because a lot of it is I have so much going on in my head all the time that if I can get it out of my head onto a list, then it's like, I can not be worrying about that I'm going to forget it. Right. So it's like, okay, it's written down. I don't have to worry about it anymore. But at the same time, there's that piece of, I'm also a very like, I either win or I fail. Like, there's not very much in the middle. Like, oh, I tried or I did a good job. It's like, no, you suck or you're great. Like, that's where I fall. And so being able to, again, though, I know that like mentally, and that's where I know some people like hate people who say this, but it is what it is. So I'll say it honestly, is that like, I work out for a mental standpoint, like way more, because then in my mind, like, I know I've gotten up off my butt and done something that day. Like, I'm not out to win some fitness competition. I'm not out to lose 50 pounds. Like, I just, for me, like, the win is that I know that I can say I worked out today. Like, I feel good. And so it just kind of goes along with, like Derek said, all the pieces of, yeah, like, I won today. I got some things done.
So why did you make me do the next phase of this?
So you can suffer with through me.
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah. No. You want me to be honest on the podcast?
Yeah. Okay. Well, so, it scares me a little bit, but of course I want you to be honest.
No, I think honestly, for one, you thrived in 75 hard the first time. Like, you felt great. You were saying like, I feel better than I ever felt in my life.
See these veins popping?
Yes, you got veins popping. So ridiculous.
Oh, we should start over.
I'm gonna not be okay. Uh-huh. But no, I also think that it was really cool to see when you and Ty and Tyson all kind of came together and like bonded over that. And so then when I knew that Ty was doing it also, I was like, you should do it with him. Like, it's a good, it's a cool thing that you guys are doing together. You can continue to do together. That was part of why I was excited for you to do it too.
So one of the things about, they call it phase one, and I have no idea why it's called phase one, because I feel like 75 hard should
That's
be phase
kind of
one.
Phase two.
So yeah, it's like more like phase two, but whatever. But one of the things you have to do is a 5-minute cold shower every day. Every day, 5 minutes. You know what's really good about a 5-minute shower? Cold shower?
What?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I know there's health benefits.
Right now, I will not be doing that.
Yeah.
Phase.
There's no health benefits, allegedly, and this mindset stuff. But I will tell you, sitting there freezing to death for 5 minutes, when you're already cold, like we live in Idaho, it's the middle of the winter. It's been a mild winter, but it's still cold. It's rainy and snowy and yucky. Like the last thing you want to do on a cold, nasty day is be like, hey, let's go take a cold shower.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. So anyways.
Does Ty say it's just as horrible?
I know that. Well, here's the other thing too. And I think Ty will agree with this. So again, for those of you who don't know us, Ty's like my neighbor. He lives kind of across the river down the road a little bit. But we all have spring water out here, right? Or at least we do here. And so if you're like sitting in a subdivision house and you're on like city water, my guess is that it gets cold. But it doesn't get like 28 degrees in the middle of winter coming out of an open spring cold. So it's like this whole other level. This is like Wim Hof type stuff, right? It really is. If you don't know Wim Hof, look him up.
We should somehow find like a temperature thermometer gauge and put it in our water and see how
I have one. It's not good. Okay, that's gross. All right. So anyways.
Good God.
No, I'm just telling you, it's cold in there, all right? Oh. Anyways, we've derailed 16 minutes or so into this.
Yeah, I'm a real thermometer.
Okay, me too. What are you talking
Lordy,
about,
Lordy.
Sicko? But anyways, I think that the thing is that's good though now is that because you're on board with 75 hard, like now you've had to do all this stuff, right? And so I think that a lot of people look at, because I know I've looked at stuff like this all the time. And again, this isn't to be about 75 hard, because I think that we all have our own challenges. But the one thing that I think has been good for us throughout quarantine, throughout us both living, working out, like being together all the time, is that we do kind of push each other. Mm-hmm. And so I've heard a lot of people be like, your wife is awesome. Or like, you know, maybe they've said I'm awesome. I don't know, but I've had a lot of people tell me that. But I think that part of the reason why you're awesome is because like we don't settle.
Yeah.
Do you think that's true? Like, I don't want this to be like an arrogant, like we're badass, but I think that part of like what makes us work, in all honesty, is that we do kind of hold each other accountable. It's like, if I'm sitting there like feeling fat, she's going to be like, go work out, dude. You know, like she's probably not going to sugarcoat it. If I'm sick, I know I'm not getting any sympathy from you whatsoever.
No.
Like, not at all, but that's a whole other topic, maybe for another day. Sympathy.
I think, with that, and we've talked about it, I think maybe our very first podcast, but like we're like polar opposites. And so there is that like balance, right? And I think that's why, I mean, you're paired with the people you should be paired with. But like you, we've always said, like, well, Derek will joke and be like, I'm the gas and you're the brake.
True.
But it's always, it is that balance, right? Because it's like sometimes when he'll be the goer. But then at the same time, he'll be the first one to like get overwhelmed with something because he just sees like the end goal. Like, I want to be there and I want to build, you know, the big building, but I have no idea how to like start. Where I'm like, well, step one, we need to do this. And then like, I can walk through that. So I'm like, no, keep going. We just have 500 more steps to go. And he's like, I don't know how to do it, you know? So I mean, again, it's just that balance of like, we're both obviously high achievers. We're both like go do people, but at the same time we just
go do people.
Go do things, people. Oh. Good night.
That came out really weird.
Okay.
We want to make sure that we're not setting the wrong precedent here.
Oh. Oh Lordy. Okay. Yeah. We're like go.
By the way, we haven't drank either,
no,
just so you know. We can't drink on these stupid challenges that we're on, so this is all
water,
us sober.
Baby, water.
Oh, yeah. High on water and life, I guess, right?
But no, we're just, I mean, being opposites, I think, pushes us in different places. So, like I said, he might be the pusher in some ways, but then I am on the other side. And, but yeah, so, I don't know. I want to know, how do you think we handle this?
I don't know.
You answer all the questions.
Well, yeah, it's my podcast. That's my job. I get to ask you the questions.
I'm boss now. You get to answer all the questions.
What am I answering?
So, how do you think that we handle being together all the time, working all the time, together all the time?
Depends on the day.
Okay. Oh,
you're glaring at me.
I'm not glaring. I'm waiting for an answer. He sits here and drills me with all these things and just like gets to sit there and ask questions. So, your turn.
Okay. So, here's what I think, though. In all honesty, and I kind of said it a minute ago, is that I think that we don't allow each other to, like, be complacent. Because I feel like whether it's business, it's marriage, it's, like, any aspect of your life, you're either growing or you're dying. And I think that a lot of people in marriage, they get to a certain point in their marriage and they're like, what happened? And it's like, well, your marriage started dying, like, 5 years ago. Like, you're caught off guard that you got a divorce today, but like really, if you were being honest, like you probably could have looked 5 years ago and been like, yeah, that's pretty much where it kind of started downhill. And so again, like I see so many marriages, you know, like over the years that end and it's like, well, man, they seem so happy. And it's like, well, no, they weren't happy for a long time. And then, yeah, finally somebody cheated or somebody filed for divorce or whatever, but it was like, they stopped growing together a long time ago. And so I always look at it to where it's like, in order for us to be around each other all the time, like we have to keep pushing each other. Like we have to grow together, right? Like, and we talked about this, I think on the very first podcast we ever did together, because we were kind of talking just about marriage and stuff. But I think a lot of people, maybe they grow through their marriage, but they grow independently. But because we are around each other all the time, like, I don't know, maybe it's a good thing. Maybe like, and I wonder about this. So, and I told you this, a long time ago, I had this job, and this is kind of a weird thing to talk about with your wife sitting here, but I think I told you, I'm pretty sure I told you about this. But anyways, there was a secretary, and so she was kind of hitting on me, right? And she was just like, well, and somehow like being faithful in marriage like came up, and she wasn't like full on hitting on me, but it was just kind of a weird conversation. And anyways, it came up because I was just like, you know, I kind of believe in like not cheating. And she's like, well, yeah, but like you live out in the country. Cause even when I was working there, we still always kind of lived out in the country for the most part. We had like 2 years where we actually lived in the subdivision, but even when we're in a big populated area, we still pretty much always lived out like kind of like outside of it. Yeah. And so she was sitting there and she was like, well, living out there, you probably just don't have the options that you have in here. And it was kind of like seductive, I guess, maybe in a way. But it was funny because it actually made me think about it. And it made me wonder, like, maybe that is part of like marriage, right? Is removing some of those temptations. And I know that a lot of people look at when Mike Pence, the vice president, former vice president or whatever, was like, if I go out to dinner with another woman, like I want someone else there with me. And he got so much grief for that. And there was part of me that it's like, I kind of get it. You know, well, of course you do.
Well, I mean, from the other side too, though, because I mean, that was something where, and there were, when I worked in like the corporate world, there were some people that were more, I'd say like, not faithful because they're talking, but like more diligent about it than others. But there are some people who would not even ride in the same vehicle if it was just one other person of the opposite sex.
Well, and I think nowadays too, there's multiple reasons for that, right? I mean, maybe one is temptation. But there's also like the liability of it, right? Because if you are one-on-one with the opposite sex and some chick or some dude is like, yeah, she hit on me, he hit on, whatever. There's a lot of weird stuff that can go on in that dynamic too. But to get back to kind of what she was saying is it was like, you know, I don't have like a lot of, I guess, maybe opportunities to cheat on my wife. But is that really like a bad thing? Like, yeah, I'm married and I'm not at the club every Friday night. That's probably a good thing for my marriage. And there's a lot of people that do. And if that's you, that's fine. But again, like what I sometimes wonder about is that because we do work, you know, and I say we like collectively, so many of us, we work apart, you know, we work late hours apart. We don't spend a lot of time like together with our spouses a lot. And it's like over time when you have those options, right? You have those opportunities over and over and over again. I don't care who you are. Like, people are only so strong. And so part of me, like, I feel like our marriage works because, like, we're kind of stuck in this thing together. Like, I don't know. Like, what do you think?
Yeah. No, I think that that's very true. And I guess there's twofold, because I guess, yes, like, I don't know. I'm kind of looking at it two ways. Like, you don't want those people who are like, oh, the only reason I was able to make it, because it's, like, the only person I even, like, had a chance to hang out with, so I guess yeah. we made it. Like, there's that side of it, and obviously that's not healthy. But at the same time, like, I remember being, well, we were first dating in college, and there were different people that we were around at different times, and it was like, oh, they're together? Like, because you never even see them hang out together, ever. And they're, like, all in the same friend circle, but they don't ever do anything together. And then, you know, there's that kind of, I mean, I guess call it judgment or curiosity, just because you're kind of like, well, are they really, like, together? Like, why are they together? Because they obviously, like, don't want to hang out very much. And so I guess it comes way back to where it's, like, you know, having somebody that you enjoy being with makes a big difference. But, I mean, for this conversation and kind of how we deal, I think it's just kind of knowing, I don't know, where knowing and being able to kind of support each other, but also, like, give each other your space when you need it to. And I think then there's that piece of, with anybody, it's like, everybody's going to have crappy days. Like, we're all human. We're all going to have good days. We're going to have bad days. So two pieces is, like, the first one, you know, looking like it's not all about you. Like, just because somebody comes in and leaves their crap on the floor or whatever, like, they're not doing it just to piss you off. They might have just, you know, had other things on their mind or whatever. But at the same time, kind of knowing that and being okay with, like, being able to pump that person up or be their support if they need it, or just kind of giving them those times if they need the quiet time as well.
Yeah. Because I'm big on that.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a loner in a way.
And I'm
right?
100% not.
You're not.
Yeah,
like, remember a long, long time ago when we bought our very first house?
Kate, he's gonna say this story wrong.
This is not wrong.
Say it, and then I'll correct you.
This is not wrong.
Whatever.
So, again, kind of coming back to this, when you're around each other a lot. Well, we had bought this house, our very first house we purchased together, and we decided to repaint the entire thing. We did a little bit of fixing up on it, but it was like one of those days to where we've been painting all day. And, you know, again, like, sometimes you're around each other a little too much and you just kind of want some quiet, maybe not any talking or just a little alone time. And so you're saying something to me and I was kind of getting a little irritated. And finally it was like, you need to go out there. I need some alone time. And you're like, well, with who? And I'm like,
no, see, you're saying the story all wrong.
Okay. How did it happen?
This is how it happened. I can picture it. We were in the living room painting kind of side by side. Yeah.
We're in the bedroom, but go ahead.
Okay, whatever, on a wall. But, so let's preface this with, at this time, before we bought our house, we were living in the upstairs, like, little apartment with his family. So we had, like, mom, stepdad, little sister, cousins, grandma, like, all, because they don't live together, but they live, like, right across the pasture there. So we had lots of people, like, all the time. We were never by ourselves. And so he's, like, saying something. He was like, oh, it's going to be so nice. Like, either, I don't know if it was, like, a conversation of, like, when we finally move in, or I'm just so excited for a little alone time, something like that. And I was like, yeah, like, together, like, alone time together, thinking not with all these other people. And he was just, like, dies laughing. He was like, no, by myself.
I was absolutely talking about alone time by myself in that very moment because I was getting annoyed. But anyway, so yes, this whole alone thing is important, right? Or having some alone time.
But I think also, oh, that's what I was going to say a minute ago, and I kind of lost my train of thought. Sorry. It was just like, also kind of.
No, you were too busy making up false stories.
Whatever.
Fake news.
I think some of it's too is not only just, like, seeing what each other's moods are in, but kind of seeing what each other's needs are. Like, I can
oh,
say.
Yeah.
Like,
you grabbed the vacuum at 9 o'clock at night and you got that look in your eye? I'm out of the way.
I do that a lot. Right now, my vacuum is broken. We're not going to talk about it because my house is disgusting. But no, like, there's times where, and Derek can say that we're together a lot, and we are. I mean, like, that's not a lie. We're together all the time. But he does have this peaceful little sanctuary out here called his office that he's completely taken over. I have a desk over here in the corner. There is archery, like, bows and elk calls all over my quote-unquote desk.
There's some arrows.
Yeah, and like a bunch of arrows and elk calls, and I don't even know what else that crap is. A Vikings cheerleader poster. Anyways, so I was supposed to have a space to like be out here so I could come to work too. Well, I have the girls, so I stay inside. I attempt to work, make phone calls, pay bills, do like ranch stuff, and I have 2 3-year-olds running around like psycho people at my feet all day long. So while Derek's out here like working by himself, I've told him like, and he knows this, I've been like, I would love to go to work for a couple hours. Like, you stay in here and I'll go out there and get tons done and not have to deal with this. But with all that being said, he'll come in, and especially if like, and he can tell that I'm about to blow a gasket, that like there's tons of times where he'll come in and like whip the girls into shape or like give them whatever they're at my feet whining about, like yogurt or water or whatever. Or
usually consists of me hauling them to their bedroom and telling them to chill out.
Even though that's not, like, it just, I don't know, for any moms out there, you get to it where at the end of the day, like, you're just ignoring them and you like half don't even hear them until you check your blood pressure and realize like, though, they are at your feet screaming at you. But I think just kind of knowing those needs and realizing, you know, okay, he does need this, or sometimes he'll be really busy out here and I'll, you know, do you need me to, like, he'll have me bring coffee out here, or I don't know, just those type of things too. Like, just being kind and like assisting and serving each other makes, for me, like a huge difference. Now, my love language is all about like acts of service, so it's probably different than for him, but that makes a huge difference.
Yeah, I agree. I think that, I'm curious to see how people will readjust. Like, hopefully all the lockdowns and stuff, like, again, not to get political, but this is just more current event stuff. Like, it's probably going to get worse before it gets better, right? Like, it seems like there's more lockdowns kind of happening again. And so one of the things that I worry about is that people are going to get tired of each other. Right, and so
are the divorce rates going up and stuff right now? You would know this more than I do.
I actually haven't seen. I know that like suicide, depression, pretty much everything is. So I can't imagine that divorce rate. I know domestic violence is. Yeah. So I mean, I can't imagine that divorce rates wouldn't be going up. But then again, like, so many people probably are in a financial situation. Like, I don't even know if they can afford to get divorced. Yeah. You know, like.
Well, and I think then it goes to me. It goes back to, you know, before, at the very beginning of all this craziness, that March or whenever it was, is I think people were really welcoming the time to be settled. And I get that time at home with my kids, and gosh, I'm always at the office, but now I get to be home. And so obviously the honeymoon's wore off. And you know, it's been long enough, and people are like, okay, it's going on a year. Like, how long are we gonna do this? But sometimes I wonder, you know, if we kind of could remember that part of it. And I know there's certain things I've lost in that too. Now, granted, we're pretty much open and back to normal. Kids are in school, all that. But, you know, there's certain things when it's like, when I didn't leave ever, it was like we were doing things a little different. And we were, you know, just kind of your urgency to get things done was a little slower because everything was shut down. Where now there's a little more that, I mean, I get it. Companies are open and working and people are just having to maintain that from home. So there's obviously a different dynamic. But I just wonder if people could kind of remember back, you know, like, okay, a year ago when I was excited to be home and slow down, would that make a difference? I don't know.
Well, we're Americans, right? Our attention span is very, very short. And I think we get tired of stuff really, really fast, mm-hmm. which, I mean, that also can be a good thing in certain ways, right? But I don't know. I come back to, I feel like we have a certain amount of energy, and you're going to expend it somehow or another. And so if you're cooped up in your house, maybe right now still listening to this, and your spouse is driving you nuts, your kids are driving you nuts, like, the best thing that I think personally I could tell you to do is figure out a way to like sweat.
And get outside.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's part of it that's like, I mean, do all the things honestly that we're not supposed to be doing, right? Like, try to get some sunlight. Try to get outside, breathe some fresh air, non-masked fresh air, right?
Yeah.
Like,
don't go for a walk with your mask on, please.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe the rules are different, but get some fresh air. I think all of us can benefit from some fresh air, but I don't know. I kind of wanted to do this episode this time on Like, how do you kind of survive the bunker mentality? Because I think a lot of people are in that right now, to where it is you're kind of hunkered down. Like Jess said, we're mostly open here. It's funny though, because if you go kind of like very far in either direction from us, it's not. But we're so rural here that most of it's open. Athletics has been affected by it, so we don't even have to feel some of the pain that I know some of you out there are. But I would just tell you, because I know people who, when this started, they just kind of like let themselves go a little bit. Like, they stopped working out, they stopped their routines, because again, you fall into that routine, just kind of we talked about. Yeah, it's like, you know, if you know that the office opens at 8, you hit the gym at 6:30 or whatever, and now all of a sudden the office isn't open. It's like, well, I'm not going to the gym because the gym shut down. And then everybody's like, not only are they anxious about maybe getting sick or family members getting sick, or maybe they're anxious because they think it's all BS or whatever, but it's like, now you're not working out, now you're not feeling good about yourself, so now you're lashing out at your spouse, your kids. So, yeah, just try to...
Well, I think there is, like, I don't know, I don't care who you are, even if, you know, your health has a lot to be worked on or whichever, like, there's, like, nothing better than just going for, like, a relaxing walk, because I feel like it just slows you down. Like, you're, you know, you can be in that, like, I gotta hurry, go, go, go. And, you know, I was even talking to a couple people about, like, if they were going to do the 75 hard or not. And they were like, well, I can't, you know, I work all day. I don't know how I'm going to get, you know, a workout in. And I was like, if you, like, took your lunch break and went for a walk, like, you would probably feel so much better. And they were all like, oh my gosh, I never even thought of that idea. Like, that'd be such a good idea to, like, get outside, and I might not, you know, bite everybody's head off by the end of the afternoon. And it just, I feel like getting outside, breathing fresh air, getting in the sunshine, like, and even if it's crummy out, right? Like, wear a coat and go out in the rain. We do it all the time now. So, like, just getting out, slowing your mind down, getting some fresh air, like, nothing is better than doing that. You can take your family if you want to.
Yeah.
Or you can go by yourself.
It's even better. I make my son, when he's got too much energy, go out and run circles around the house. Like, I would, rather than him sit there and bounce off the walls, I'd rather have him, hey, you're young, you're a kid, you got energy, great, go use it. Run around the house, throw the football up. And I think that even as adults, we get the same way. Maybe we don't sit there jittery like a 7-year-old boy does, but we still have that energy. We still have that anxiety or I don't know. You got to get it out. So, all right. So I hope this helps. This was kind of a fun one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
Is it good?
I hope so.
Is it going to be the best one ever?
I don't know.
Highest downloaded episode ever?
I don't know. Maybe.
With you?
Maybe. I don't know.
You kind of went off the rails there when you're getting dirty.
Oh, whatever. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
All right.
So me.
All right, everybody. Coming back next week with another solo episode. The one after that, my guest... just wrapped that interview up too earlier, and a lot of really, really good stuff. I know you'll enjoy it. So again, as always, I appreciate you all for tuning in. If you're not already, make sure you follow @ Boot Wearing Mama.
Oh, for me. Sure, yeah.
If you want to follow her.
Or @ Crosso Meats too. That's always a good one.
Yes, Crosso Meats, of course. Guess what?
What?
I'm over 1,000 Instagram followers.
Oh, guess who has more still?
Yeah.
Well, Boot Wearing Mama @ Boot Wearing Mama.
Don't follow.
MOMMA.
Yeah. Just so everything I told you about following her, don't do that until I have more followers than her. And then you guys can follow her. All right. Cool. Appreciate it. All right, everybody. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Had a lot of fun with this one. Have an awesome day, and we'll be back in touch soon. Thank you, everybody, for listening to another episode of the Primal King Podcast. There is one thing that I will ask you to do. Please make sure that you are subscribed to the show so you get all of the new episodes coming out. Also, please make sure that you rate and review the show so that way other people can have access to this podcast, to this content, and this community. Again, thank you everyone for listening, and we'll see you next time.